This is KUT. When UT Austin announced a statue of Jefferson Davis would be moved from the school's main mall, the reasons were specific. A press release by the school said it had worked in recent decades to overcome its history as a segregated university, and it thinks adding the statue to the Briscoe Center's collections will continue those efforts. But a statue of President Woodrow Wilson is being moved as well, to preserve symmetry, according to the university. KUT's Ben Philpott reports on why others are glad to see Wilson go.
The Wilson statue was commissioned back in 1916 to be part of the six-statue memorial to the Confederacy. While the reasons for including Jefferson Davis and the former Confederate soldiers in the memorial are easy to understand, Wilson's appearance takes more explanation. Yes, he was president of the United States when the memorial was commissioned, but Edmund Gordon says it was Wilson's policies as president that made him a match. Gordon is chair of the UT Austin Department of African and African Diaspora Studies.
He was unwilling to help get an anti-lynching bill through Congress. He also resegregated the army along racial lines. He also resegregated the federal government, the federal offices in Washington, D.C. So he was, in that sense, a segregationist.
Wilson was also an historian, and Gordon says his writings helped popularize Southern revisionist history.
He wrote a book that was part of the whole move towards the elaboration of a Southern history, which was sympathetic to the antebellum South and also sympathetic to or critical of the Reconstruction and things of that sort.
UT's official statement on the Wilson statue's removal doesn't touch any of this, but the report that made suggestions on whether or not to move Davis and the other statues did bring up that history. The report also noted Wilson's personal objections to being included in the memorial when it was built. His statue will eventually find a new home outside somewhere on the UT campus. Ben Philpott, KUT News.